For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Oh, man. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the nightly news. We are here.
Joey is messed up.
Wait, I've been drinking for 5 days. Welcome to the show, girls.
How are you not dead? I would literally be, my voice would be shaking.
Well, I'm going to get into that in a second. But yeah, it's I'm not well, bitch. But welcome to the show, everyone. Everyone grab a drink and buckle up because it's going to be a shit show as usual. Yeah, so I'm in Texas right now. Because I had a performance, I had to do a live demonstration last night.
You're in Austin?
Austin, Texas.
Is it nice?
Well, yeah. There's all different areas of it. It's fucking. I know that Texas is the biggest state, but I didn't think they were that serious. It took me. I'm in the same town, but it took me almost an hour to get to where I had to go. No town should take an hour to get from one side to the other.
Oh, damn.
With traffic, it was 40 minutes away from where I'm staying. And it's only a 3 mile. I don't know how to count miles, but it's very big here. Everything's so spread out. But yeah, it's beautiful. There's all different kind of areas. Last night I performed in the Dominion area, I think it was called. Domain, I don't know what it's called. But
was it a bar?
It was a comedy club.
Ooh.
Comedy club. And then
you did stand up.
We did stand up and I sat down too.
Were you on a stool? Because I hated you on that big stool.
It was a stool, but it had a back to it. And it was shorter.
All right. Well, when we do our live shows, we're getting nice cozy chairs because my ass on a freaking stool and I'm so short and trying to get comfortable. I'll hate that.
We need to get couches. We'll write that in the rider.
Yeah.
And I are going on that. We're hitting the road. We have all the tour dates are all kind of scattered right now, but would you want to condense them into one area? We should put them on your website.
Oh, yeah. I could do it on my LinkedIn. Or not. Yeah.
So it's
on my LinkedIn? Yeah.
One area. But yeah, Austin's pretty. I got here on Wednesday. I had my show Thursday. I wild out on Wednesday. I did wild out Wednesday. Hit the town running. And then yesterday is my show. And I got messed up. Bay got here yesterday and all his friends. We're staying in the beautiful Airbnb. But another thing is the house, it looks stunning. Once you're inside the house, it's oh my God, brand new, gorgeous, architectural digest. But as soon as you leave the house and go outside, we're in the middle of fucking hood.
Oh, is the house very pretty and the way it's decorated and stuff?
It's beautiful here inside, but
you have a nice pool.
Yep. It's in a bad neighborhood though. It looks like a rundown, apocalypse town.
Oh, like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait. Do you know that I had to watch the fucking entire fucking season of Fallout? Is that what the show you're talking about?
Yeah, it's so good. You don't like it?
I do, yeah, but I didn't realize it was the one you were talking about because my boyfriend played that video game growing up and then he knew it and all the stories. So I know all about Lucy. I know all about the dwellers, the vault dwellers. Yeah.
I feel your boyfriend likes the same things I do.
He does. I love it though. It just gets interesting. Once I learned what was going on, now I get it. And do you know why? Everything's kind of so weird, in the new world, and it still kind of looks old school and whatever. It's because the whole world blew up, and then they didn't know they had no resources how to learn how to advance technology or anything like that, or advance fashion or stylers and stuff. So that's why it looks so 50s.
Well, the bombs also blew up in the 50s.
I know.
They attacked it in the 50s.
And I was thinking, is the guy with no nose, is that the cowboy?
Yes.
Oh my
He's a ghoul.
I was so
if you guys need a new show, Fallout is really good. I didn't even know it was a video game until I got into it. So it's a really good show. And then I'm also watching another one. But let's continue to your week.
All right.
You're Austin and you're rambling.
I'm sorry.
You're wasted.
I'm hungover. But yeah, so they're here now, but they want to do all this like fun outdoor stuff. There's all this like, cool stuff to do. Like all like they want to go tubing, and like that's really like you sit in a tube and like float down a river.
Yeah, that's cozy.
No, but you gotta touch the water and there's fucking fish in there.
Also, you're not going to do it.
I'm terrified. No, and I'm not laying on a fucking a 6-hour river ride. Get out of here. I'll die. And there's like a public like pool, not a public pool. It's like a big like man, I don't know, some kind of body of water that everyone gathers around and like the picnics and like hangs out at. I mean that could be fun, but it's like I've done enough outdoorsy stuff. And I don't want to seem like a party pooper, like the old lady like doesn't want to do anything, but like I just need to rest.
Well, that's how I felt because I just got back from Florida, and I don't know. I just feel like when I get now that I'm like older, I feel like I'm an old lady, and when I'm around too much people or I'm socializing too much, I want to be like in a room by myself, like in under the bed sheets.
Yeah, we definitely we need like a cell, like a private like bunker just for ourselves to hide away. And
Yeah, like when I'm around a lot of people for like more than 3 days straight, I need like to be alone. I don't want anyone talking to me. I'm not even on my phone, and I just need to like binge a show by myself in the dark.
also because there's so much expected from us. You know what I mean? Like it's a full-time job having our personalities. You know what I mean? Everyone depends on us to like
Oh yeah, to be like such a bubbly,
entertain them
freak.
and like and constantly being on like that all the time. It's exhausting. I mean, I'm proud to, I'm happy to do it. God gave us our gifts and now we have to utilize them for the Lord. But
Yeah, but it's not 24/7, bitches.
yeah, we have to be
Me and
able
Joey have our hermit
to
moments where we're just like alone in a room and not talking to people for 2 days.
wait, we should get those tattoos like for the smiley face and the sad face for like you know talking
Oh,
about.
so people know our moods.
Yeah.
Like today's not the day, bitch.
Go try it. But yeah, like we went all on the town yesterday. The town is different. It's everyone says go to 6th Street here. That's like the big main drag with all the stuff. But there's like three different flavors of 6th Street. There's like West 6th Street West, 6th Street East, and Dirty 6th. And like it's just like all different kind of vibes. And I still haven't kind of caught on where what everything is all about here. But it's very welcoming with gays. There's a lot of gays here.
Is it like Nashville
It's like
or
Nash. It's like Nashville mixed with like Dallas, Texas, I guess.
Dallas? I've been in Dallas before. I love Dallas. I
I like
love,
Dallas better than this.
yeah, I used to do like I feel like book signings there and like my perfume, like meet and greets there, which I'm trying to bring back my perfume.
Taking a
Because
tour?
it's yeah. No, the first one, just Snooki. I'm trying to do that, but I used to do signings and stuff there, and I love Dallas because everyone is like so dramatic with like the hair and they love leopard print.
Yes.
It's kind of like Jersey, but for the South.
Great analogy, Snoopy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this town is cute. I mean, I haven't really gotten to eat anything like yummy yet. I mean, I like fast food like every day because what's going on. But apparently, there's good barbecue here. So like, it's like a barbecue and like a lot of like Tex-Mex. I wonder if I'm by Mexico. Do you think I might check my location? Do I look like I'm near Mexico?
It's happening.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I feel like you are, no?
Because Texas, but Texas is huge. Am I at the bottom of Texas or like the top of Texas?
Hold on, I'm
You have a map?
looking.
I'm lost.
Joseph.
Where I am. Oh! Is
Where's Mexico?
it below? It's underneath us.
Wait, Texas is really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of by Mexico.
Oh my God. So I'm gonna find real Mexican food. Maybe I'll cross the
I'm
border.
gonna send you a screenshot.
Is my face there?
Yeah, it's your emoji face and you're by Mexico. Wait, so when do you come back home? Because do you need to Mother's Day?
Mother's Day to on Sunday.
Mother's Day. Are you gonna go visit mommy?
No, I'm gonna be on an airplane.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, I am at Mexico. I'm by Mexico City.
Yeah, you could cross the border.
I'm in South Texas. So yeah, that's where I am. I want to explore the city today. But yeah, I don't think I'll be doing daytime activities. I can hang out by the pool in the backyard, but like I'm not floating down a natural body of water today. It's just not in the cards.
All right. So what's in the cards today?
We're going to go to brunch, I think. I think like Bae's gay best friend is here. I mean, his best girlfriend is here. And she's been like, you know, him and her have been like planning all this shit. I think we're going to a brunch around like 2 o'clock, a boozy brunch. And then he'd probably kind of crawl around after that. But I still have two more full days here. And it's like, I can't do it.
Oh, what else are you doing there?
Well, I got here Wednesday and then I have to leave on Sunday. So my show's already done now. And then this is my last order of business while I'm here on the trip.
What are you doing though? You're doing another show?
No. I'm done working.
So you're just hanging out.
Yeah. So it's we're celebrating his birthday. So we're here. Like, all his friends are here.
Well, that's good. You don't have like any obligations to like work.
Makeup by Kara and Nick are here. They're in the basement.
I know. It's like, are you ever with your babies?
I know. Like, what are they doing? They're globetrotters.
They literally travel everywhere.
I know. I'm so overtraveled, but it's not going to, sad to say it's never ending soon because I have like, I'm doing two full world tours simultaneously.
Is that just your show or our show?
Both of them, my show and your show, our show.
Well, let's shout out all of our shows.
I have them on a list. I got an email from our agency.
So you guys, we have, I think, four shows right now, right?
Five.
Three or four.
But including your appearance, I think it's five.
Okay. Well, a lot of shit is going down and I'm trying to spread it out because you know me, I don't like my schedule to be too crazy.
Okay, I have it.
So I was like, let's look at the fall. Like, what are we doing? Because it's almost Memorial Day weekend, which is crazy. Time is going by so fast. And I don't want to be like too crazy in the summer because you know the summer I like to be down the shore with the family. So
yeah,
we're trying to spread these shits out, guys.
So if you want to see Snoopy and I on the road this summer on our we have to name the tour something, the Sizzling Summer Tour, just leave, please leave us alone tour. don't bother me tour. Okay, so in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on June 8th, Snoopy will be performing at the pool at Harrah's. She's doing a lot. She's doing a synchronized swimming routine.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
6/8. So then 6/28, we're going to be in Ben Salem, Massachusetts at the Excite Center and Parks Casino. That's June 28th. And then
how far is that?
It's an hour and a half or 2 hours. Okay. What is it called? And then on 7/18, that's July 18th, we're going to be in Staten Island, New York at the St. George motherfucking theater. And then
come on, Staten
on
Island.
September 14th, we're going to be in Stamford, Connecticut at the Palace Theater. And then we're going to Boston at the casino there. I don't know what day that
I'm
is.
I'm going to actually get all the links for everything and then I'm going to put it in my thing.
Yeah, and it's not on my, I don't know what date Boston is because I don't have it on my phone, but and then we're going to Boston. So that's a lot. We do a lot of things. And then, yeah, I still have to go to, I still, for I'm out and about for Barstool, I still have to go to DC and Nashville and Charleston and Buffalo, New York and Boston.
Buffalo, New York. You better be flying there.
That's sold out.
Because that is a long drive.
I didn't know I had so many fans in Buffalo. I just wanted to go
Buffalo
there.
Buffalo's the best.
I just wanted to go there to eat hot wings and look at Josh Allen's ass.
Yeah, Buffalo's nice.
I know. Is mommy from there?
No, Buffalo's like 4 hours, 5 hours from mommy.
Wait, your mother was wilding out in Florida. Tell me about Florida.
Oh, yeah. So we got back from Summit. It was Sissy's last cheer competition. She freaking beat 35 teams. Like, winning Summit is like unheard of. Like, it's not easy at all. And last year, I think we came in like 19th place. She was on another team, but it's like super rare and super crazy if you win Summit. So that was crazy that she did that. Yeah, she won first place.
Do people think that because you're a worldwide celebrity that you paid the people off or they're favoring you?
I'm sure. Yeah. There's a couple of comments of people like, oh, you paid off the judges. But no, that's not how it works. My daughter's just that talented and her team.
If I was
yeah,
I would lie for you too if I wanted to.
No, you definitely didn't pay them off. But she won and Courtney Lopez was there.
Oh yeah, I saw that little meetup.
Yeah, so her daughter got second place. So that was cute to see her. But yeah, mommy came. I wanted it to be a girls' weekend. And mommy came. And like the whole time, she was just like trying to make drinks. I got her two handles of vodka. They were gone by the time we left.
Stop.
And she was just like outside drinking her vodka and vaping.
I
So
love
mommy had a great time in Florida.
I know. The weather looked beautiful. That hotel looked nice. That pool was so beautiful.
Yeah, we stayed at the Marriott World Center, which is in
Remember
Orlando.
All the cheerleaders say?
Yeah.
And
so it was very nice.
Are they all in the lobby, like, doing handstands and, like, flips and stuff?
So that one's not as bad. The one we stayed at last year, yes. It was, like, bring it on everywhere. But we had a great time, and cheer's over now. Like, so this weekend, she has her cheer banquet. So that's when, like, all the cheerleaders go, and we just celebrate the season, and they get a DJ and everybody dances. So we're doing that Saturday. We're getting a party bus, which is so dramatic.
Oh my God.
But I'm excited to celebrate Sissy, and hopefully she does cheer next year.
Oh good. Was she proud of herself?
Yeah, she was crying, poor thing.
Do you know the whole routine? Like if you had to step in, would you be able to do it?
Yeah, I could do Sissy's whole routine.
Stop. Are you doing it? Are you doing it from the sidelines?
I do it in my head.
I'm like
pretending I'm flying.
Stop.
Everyone's like, calm down. Like, you're done. Like, stop living through your daughter.
Yeah.
Brats.
Get ready for this.
Literally me.
So
I'm excited because next week I get to see you.
We do next to each other. Do you think we should do Poppies? Snoopy and I are performing together at a very secret location. But should we do Poppies dinner that day?
No, because I have to work all week.
You have to continue working after I leave?
Yeah. Maybe I can do it Friday.
Okay, because I'll be there. And
yeah, me and Joey are... Joey's going to do an appearance on Jersey Shore.
Yeah. What would it
so,
be? Yeah.
We aren't doing that. Can we get Dirty Martinis?
Yeah. Can we go to the Italian place we like?
Luca?
I don't want to say it, but yeah, can we go to Luca?
I said I want to do Luca. So hopefully we can do Luca. Because they have a new menu and I'm so excited.
I know, I love that place.
We need to talk about how you were actually right about freaking Hailey Bieber.
I know.
I thought you were just like making shit up again because I really believed you about Kate Middleton.
I know.
You were
I really thought
I have an insider. I know for a fact she's cheating.
I really
I
thought
like, oh, that's
that?
Cancer.
I mean, I she has cancer now, but it's like I'm not gonna say she's lying about having cancer, but it's like it still could be true.
Well, she could have been cheating, yeah, and then she found out she had cancer.
So he's cheating, but maybe his cheating caused the cancer. Anywho, but I was right about this. I called it the other day. We were talking about how Justin Bieber crying on the internet, and then his wife saying, "You're such a pretty crier." Yeah, and she's knocked up, just like I told everyone.
Pregnant.
I know they're expecting their first child. And, you know, God bless. They're a young, nice couple. I'm sure that they're going to be great parents. What do you think they're going to name their kids? So, do you think I think they're going to do something crazy, or think they're going to be, like, surprisingly normal?
In between. It's not going to be, like, Sally or, like, Michelle. It's going to be, like...
Oasis?
Apple.
Oasis?
Apple, Oasis,
Sconce?
Bieber.
What about Sconce?
Sconce? No, I think it's gonna be drama actually.
Did you watch the roast of Tom Brady?
No, but I've seen it all over the freaking TikTok.
Yeah, it's
why is everyone coming for Kim so hard? And how is she alive after that Met Gala look?
Oh my God. She had no
I think she took some ribs out.
Yes, we didn't even talk about the Met Gala. I'll talk about that in a second, but yeah. She you know, she had no high heels on. She was walking on her tip on point shoes, like tippy toes.
Oh, is that why she looks so uncomfortable?
Yeah, so that she couldn't wear heels with the dress, but she needed the height for the dress. So they had to like put her on these they put big stripper heels on. They cracked the heel off, so she's just walking on her front toes like a fucking reindeer.
Oh my god, she looked so uncomfortable.
And that silly sweater. I wanted to come out on the show last night with one of those sweaters on, but I couldn't find one.
She said she just grabbed her boyfriend's sweater. Who's her boyfriend?
No, that was her inspiration. She was like, I'm in the garden. I was like, bitch, when are you hanging out in a garden, you asshole? She said, grab my boyfriend's sweater from the garden and it went running around. I was like, oh, what a fucking cool analogy, bitch. I thought everyone looked like shit. I just hated. I hated this year. Nothing stood out to me. You know who looked that good? Nicole Kidman looked nice. I loved her dress, the black and white one. Did you see it?
I didn't see hers, but I love Zendaya's. She's so pretty.
Which Luke are you talking about? She had Chu, the one where she looked like
where she looked like the Hunger Games person.
Okay, that was the first one, and the second one she had a big fucking hat on with roses all stuck in it.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that one. It's happening.
You look like an old troll, J-Lo. I hate J-Lo. I've been going on the record. I've been doing my slander.
Oh, is that the new celebrity you hate besides Northwest?
Yeah, no, she's still on the list. But yeah, J-Lo is my new top runner.
Why is that?
She's just like, she's a fake bitch, and I can see right through her. I didn't know what a nightmare. I didn't know what, like, she's, it's proven what a cunt she is, and what a unprofessional, nasty bitch she is. And that just gives me
because you're in the industry.
Yeah. I just know what a nasty taste that leaves in my mouth. So it's like, I think that on top of how she thinks that she's God's gift to men, and how she, like, goes to boyfriends like they're fucking Tic Tacs, and the fact that she's not pretty and she thinks she is, I just hate her.
Oh my God.
Imagine
well, my poor Ben is stuck with her. You know, Ben Affleck is like,
oh, poor thing,
one of my mains, and he's poor thing. I feel awful.
Yeah, who wants that around? I mean, do you think she listens to the show?
J-Lo? No.
Imagine this got picked up.
No.
Oh, and your skincare line's shit, J-Lo. You fucking loser.
Really? I liked your moisturizer.
You did like it?
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Oh.
I wish it was like, I like moisturizers that like smell like clean and like it smells like you took a shower. And I feel like it didn't have like a scent like that.
I love Claudalie skincare. I have to get you some. It's
Who's that?
It's Claudalie. I think it's called Claudalie. Everything smells like flowers. Everything smells fresh and yummy. And like, I love spa shit. You know, we mean, well, like, not, we never met a lavender scented fucking candle we didn't like. We love being very relaxed and spa like.
Well, we're going to the spa soon, bitch.
Where?
At Harrah's.
Oh.
I got a spa day for us, and then we're gonna like do like a fun lunch thing, and then just get ready for dinner, and then Harrah's.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The New Jersey Housewives restarted. Did you watch any of that?
Oh my God, I did. I watched it in my room at Florida.
What is Teresa going? Who's the drama this season? There's that new girl with the black hair?
Yeah, she's fighting with the girls. Right. And then I feel like Melissa and Teresa hate each other.
Are they still haven't talked?
Yeah, I feel like they're not like a thing right now.
If you were going to get in a big fight and not talk to one of your sister-in-laws anymore, who would it be? I'm joking.
Oh my God.
You don't know who it would be. I'm kidding.
I would hate that.
I caused drama in the group chat. Janice has a hitman take me out.
Yeah, be like, stop talking about my family.
You don't mess with my family. I want to watch it again. I mean, I haven't, like, again, TV's hard for me to watch because the second I'm watching a show, a second I'm like uninterested for 1 second, I look at my phone and I can't get back up to the TV.
Oh my God, I hate when you glance at your phone and then you miss the whole episode.
Yeah, because then you start scrolling. So I cannot get through an episode. Not let alone a season. Like, so I feel like I wish I can like dedicate like just to one Real Housewives season, whatever what it was. Like, I wish I watched the Salt Lake City one, because when that all that shit happened on the beach, I didn't know what it was about, but I knew like it was the best moment on television. I'm pissed that I wasn't like in on the joke, like know what they were talking about, because that looked very dramatic. Whatever they were going through, when someone was exposed for being. Pretending there's someone else. I don't know what it was, but it was dramatic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Salt Lake City. When they're on the beach and she's like, she's not who she says she is.
Oh yeah.
She goes, I'm gonna confront her at dinner tonight. And also that show that Salt Lake City, they had like a helicopter drop in and arrest someone. It's just like lots of drama. But yeah, I want to try to watch this Real Housewives season. To see what the tea is.
Stay tuned. Are you watching my show at least?
Yes, I watched it. Everyone went to dinner and...
Yeah, you watched it. What happened?
Everyone went to dinner and Vinny had like a little scene with with Dina. And then they
You're all just watching the clips that they posted.
They all went bowling.
No, nobody went bowling.
They all got to a kooky argument, and then drama ensues when Angelina just walks up and throws a glass of Pinot Grigio at Lauren's face, and Nikki is all of whack now. I saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Nikki wasn't even there.
Oh.
You're the worst.
Well, I have a DVR. I saw a dog yesterday. That was the most exciting thing that happened to me.
Was it like a Rocky dog? Oh my God, Rocky got 3 shots today.
Oh yeah, what's going on? What's going on with your dog?
He's dying.
Oh, God forbid.
Right. So I thought Rocky had Addison's disease because, like, the couple nights before, like, I took him to the vet, so I was concerned. He was like acting like, I don't know, paranoid. Like, he was seeing ghosts and stuff. He was just like weird, like running around, going crazy. So I was like, you're very anxious. Like, something's wrong. So I brought him to the emergency vet because he just wasn't acting himself. And they thought he had Addison's disease, but he doesn't. So eventually I figured out he just has allergies.
What?
So he has to get allergy shots. And he just got one the other day, and then he went back to the vet today to get his vaccinations. He's just a freaking hot mess.
How is a dog allergic to himself?
No, he's allergic to, like, the pollen outside, the seasonal change.
He's just doing that to be dramatic to Gianni, because Gianni was saying he's allergic to dogs, he can't have it. Now the dog's saying he's allergic to Gianni.
Well, poor Rocky has been in the vet literally for the past 2 weeks, and he's fine. He's not dying, but I literally was pretending that he was dying, and I was like having a meltdown. I was like screaming and saying, "Don't leave me," and like hugging him really, really tight.
What a nightmare.
Don't do this to me.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. What are your plans for Mother's Day?
Mother's Day. I'm going to Janice's. And I'm going to drink wine, and I'm going to eat a lot of foods. And I think that's it.
Does Gianni get a gift and then like put a card that's saying from the kids? Or like, do the kids like make you little cards? Like, what do you normally expecting on Mother's Day as far as gifts go?
Well, Gianni better freaking pamper me, and he usually gets me flowers, and I want everyone to be nice to me. And if I want to sleep in, I'm freaking sleeping in. Like, nobody bother me. No one talk to me. My best thing on Mother's Day is for everyone to leave me alone.
Yeah.
I just want to like sleep in and just do my own thing. But the kids usually make stuff at school, so they make like cute cards for me. And yeah, that's nice. I mean, I don't need presents. On Mother's Day, I just like to like be able to do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's not how it should be. You should be celebrated and pampered because you you do everything.
I'm a mother of three. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. I'm not observing this year.
It's happening.
Dorit from the Housewives of Beverly Hills is getting divorced from PK.
No idea who that is.
Okay. She's the one who has that fake accent.
She has a fake accent?
Yeah, she's blonde, but she's from Connecticut, but she talks like she's from like Great Britain or something.
Stop.
Yeah. But yeah, they're getting divorced. I don't really care. He's like 90.
No idea.
Did you see that the baby reindeer lady did an interview on Piers Morgan, the real lady?
Oh my God, I missed this. Shit, yeah. I think it was last night.
It says here.
Oh my God, what did she say? What a nut job.
Viewers were outraged over Piers Morgan's highly irresponsible TV interview with the real Martha from Baby Reindeer. The British broadcaster, 59, gave Fiona Harvey a chance to set the record straight after Richard Gadd's Netflix show, which is based on real life, made her out to be a serial stalker. But social media users branded the interview as deeply troubling and in poor taste, saying that Piers exploited the 58-year-old's obviously mental health struggles for money.
What?
For ratings, yeah. Baby Reindeer's Real Martha bombshell interview.
Where can you watch this? I need to watch it.
During the uncensored episode, Fiona furiously denied stalking Richard and said that she would take Netflix to court over the drama. She admitted she was adamant she never sent him 41,000 emails and claimed instead it was more like 10 messages and one letter sent by post. That means the mail in Britain. even though she only met the bikini in three times. She did admit, however, to calling him baby reindeer. Fiona also explained that she used force.
Why did she call him baby reindeer?
I forget. Fiona also explained that she uses four cells as I like keeping people separate phones. So four cell phones, because she liked keeping people on separate phones. Okay, whatever.
That makes zero sense. You're a stalker.
This is going to be on, where is it? It's Pierce Morgan. We have to look at it. It's probably on the internet.
Well, it just happened last night, so I don't know. Isn't he on Fox News or something? CNN?
He's not from America, though. He's like a British show. Pierce Morgan, Richard Glenn. Yeah. I mean, I like, you know, anyway, I like that lady. I think, you know, she's passionate. I mean, I'm the same way. Sure, she's a little crazy. Sure, she's a little, you know, like, you know, territorial, but, you know, she shows she's true to herself and what her feelings.
But she also said she didn't go to jail for it. Like, did she not go to jail for it? I don't understand.
I don't know. She's not in jail. She's sitting down there on the Pierce Morgan show in a colorful blouse.
Or maybe she went to jail already.
Maybe. I like her. I think she's spunky.
Well, I'm going to watch the interview and we'll talk about it next week. But that show, did you finish that show?
I fell asleep. I couldn't get through it.
Oh my God. It's like messed up. It's fucked up.
Well, she's saying it's all lies.
All lies.
Brittany had a breakdown last week. We didn't get to talk about where she was doing a leap in her hotel room and hurt her foot. And then her mother called the paramedics on her and had her dragged out of her Chateau Marmont hotel room.
Why? Because she sprained her ankle?
Yeah, but the mother said that she had, like, she said, the mother said, like, she called the paparazzi on her and, like, set her up to be, like, exploited, to be, like a messy drama bitch or whatever. Anyway, she's moving to Boston, though. She said, fuck all the haters. I'm moving to Boston.
Boston, where?
She's so random.
She should move to Jersey. I'll help her out.
That'd be fun. I want to know when she had her book that came out, but after all that drama, she never actually did a sit down interview, did she?
No, she never did that.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Maybe she's not allowed to.
Imagine what a message would be if she did get a sit down interview with the interviewer. The exclusive interviewer was with Wendy Williams. So it's two hot messes.
Stop, Wendy. I totally forgot about her.
I know.
Is she still, like, not well?
I'm assuming she didn't have a glow up. I don't think she's doing better than she was.
No, she legit is, like, losing her mind. She has dementia.
Oh my God.
If you have dementia, do I need to, like, tell you every day who I am? Because I'm not doing that.
I think I'd be the kind of person that would fake dementia just to get attention. or not have to get out of stuff so I don't have to do things.
Give me an example.
If I'm supposed to remember something or have some responsibility, I can, like, not do it and act like and claim I had dementia.
Or if, like, who is that? I don't know what that is.
I can pretend I don't remember someone if I don't feel like talking to them. And just, I think it should be, I would not pretend the whole time, but I, like, you know, I do want to cause, like, some kind of, like, in my old age, I definitely want to be an inconvenience on people. I'm going to be a burden on, like, you know, financially and, you know, responsibly for my loved ones. Do you know? Like, I'm going to ride it out. Like, I'm going to stay in that hospital bed in my room for like years. And then they're saying, he won't die. He won't die. Yeah.
I don't want to live till I'm like 90, I feel.
Do you think is that what we're going to look like when we're going to be, like, by a big window and one of those, like, mechanical beds and sitting in the middle of the room? And just, is that going to be our destiny?
Yeah, but I want to still be able to drink wine. Like, if I'm in a nursing home, if I don't have wine, like, I'm going to be upset.
Well, I'm sure you can have
the, like, I'm going to have, like, Sissy put wine in my room.
Nursing homes get wild. There's the biggest outbreak of STDs there because they're all fucking without condoms on.
You're lying. They're old.
No, it is. That's where nursing homes have the biggest STD rates.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Google it. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked.
But how are they doing it if they can't even, like, walk in their own wheelchairs?
They can. They can still fuck.
Ew.
Ew. Oh, he said F.
Sicko.
If I was a nurse in the nursing home, I would jerk off the men for money, for extra money on the side.
There's something wrong with you. You're sick. Sick.
Can you imagine? I got fired for jerking off the 86-year-old war veteran. Name Harold.
Like Lumiere. Lumiere.
Oh, yeah, that was so many years, so many moons ago.
Freak. I'm freezing. I know you're in Austin, but yeah, in the East Coast, it is freezing. It's like 60 degrees. This is why everyone's getting sick. It was like 90 degrees the other day, and now it's 60. And I have to say, today is like my favorite day because it's nice and chilly. There's like clouds. So if I want to go in my room and like put the shades down, it looks like it's dark. Like, I think I'm going to do that before I get the kids.
Oh my God. No, it is like,
I'm a vampire.
Barbados hot here. Like, I thought I saw a toucan outside. It's fucking so hot. I don't fare weather and do well in hot weather, especially when it's like hot out at night, when it was like sweaty and humid at night, and I had to like walk around and I had to ride a mechanical bull. I almost died.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You're not great.
Well, I'm 800 pounds. Like, when I hit something like be as big as me hits the ground, it's never going to be a good idea.
Boom.
But yeah, it's very hot here, but thank God we have the pool to lay in. Oh, you know another thing, this fucking rip-off place. Guess how much you're paying for that? Let's talk finance for a second.
Is it Airbnb?
Airbnb. Do you know how much they're charging me a day to use the pool? $200 a day.
Oh, see, that's weird because usually if like you want the heater on in the pool.
Oh, that's what I mean. The heater. Not to use. You can use.
Oh, yeah. No, that should be like an extra $50. That shouldn't be $200.
Yeah. And you have pools in your house. Like, how much does it actually cost to pee the pool for a day? If you had to break it down, you probably don't know.
No, they're ripping you off.
Yeah, I know they are. So it's like,
that's just like an extra expense.
Yeah. So I sent a nasty email to them saying anything else I need to know about, any other hidden fees before I arrive? Are you going to charge me for air conditioning? And they, or is that up a charge too? I'd be like, ma'am, remain calm.
And what'd they say?
They sent some douchey email back, like being like professional. Like, the pool's complimentary. However, the services which are listed, I was like,
girl, oh, shut up.
Off. Give me my fucking money. And then, I mean, I guess it's a big house. There's a lot of rooms. There's like 8 bedrooms for 4 days. But yeah, I thought Texas prices would be a lot cheaper, but it's like, I guess it's like a big bachelorette place and everyone comes here. So
it's in Texas.
To rip off.
Is Beyonce there performing?
She is here. She's from Houston, though. Do you know everyone has guns here?
Like, it's legal?
Yes. At my show, 5 different women had them in her purses.
You're lying.
I swear they showed me them.
Oh my, that would terrify me.
I know.
I'm scared of guns.
They opened their purse. I got, I got offered 2 different kinds of drugs, a prescription drug and an illegal drug I got offered.
What did they offer? What was it?
I don't even know. Someone offered me a gun. They said, you can.
Why do our crusaders do this?
You can hold this. It's like, they're nuts. It boggles my mind. Like, it's like, you know, it's legal. It's like, so what? I said, when do you know when to leave the gun home? Like, how do you decide when you're getting ready that night? So like, what you're going to put in your purse? I'm going to bring my.
What if you get wasted and someone pisses you off at the club?
I was like, somebody's going to pack your bag. You know what?
I could definitely see you shooting someone.
I know. It's like, I'm going to bring my lip liner, my Christian Dior lip oil, my keys, just my debit card, and a fucking Glock. Like, when to put the gun in your purse? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you put the gun at the comedy club?
Maybe just in case the shit goes down.
Some other ladies say they have it on their, when they wear dresses, they wear it on a strap around their thigh.
Oh, like a cowgirl?
Yeah, I said, what the fuck is this? Tomb Raider? Lara Croft?
Oh my God.
But most people keep them in their glove compartments. I would have such a hard time deciding. Like, you know, I have enough time deciding like what bronzer I'm going to wear that day, let alone which gun I'm going to carry and where to bring it into. It's such a strange thing. I mean, I told everyone on stage last night, I said, I could never have a gun because I would definitely kill myself.
You said that?
Yeah. I said, I was very open. I said, I'll get a depressive episode. Something will piss me off. And when, you know, there's too much room for error. You know, I can't trust myself. And I don't think, the other thing is, honestly, if People do. I don't think that should be a thing. If you have, if you're on antidepressants or mental health, have any mental health issues like that are on the record, you shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun.
No.
Like I would want someone to prevent me from buying it because I know I would do bad things.
Oh, I think all of us would tell you you cannot get a gun.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's the law. Like, I wonder if that's the thing. Like, I know I don't even know. I don't think there are rules. I think that's the problem with the gun control.
Yeah, you get like background checks and shit.
But the background check, what, to find out that I've been taking Cymbalta for 7 years? Is that the check?
Yeah. But like, I feel like there's also people that aren't actually medicated that have like mental illness, and that's like when shit goes wrong and like there's shootings.
Oh my god.
How are we on the topic of guns? Are we political?
No, I'm just saying I was so fascinated that the Crusaders were strapped.
So weird.
Very strange.
Watch out in Texas. Don't piss anybody off.
No, I'm afraid to mind my P's and Q's here.
It's on Texas.
What are you doing? Are you going? This is Mother's Day weekend.
Your Mother's Day weekend. So I have to go to Sissy's cheer thing tomorrow, and then Janice's to just be fat because she just went to Costco and got all the foods. So I'm going to be living my best life on Sunday, eating yummy Italian food.
Oh, how exciting!
And you'll be coming home from Texas shaking, hungover.
I know it's almost this trip is almost over, and then I can just go back to normal. I just want some normalcy. I just want to have.
Don't you miss your apartment?
I do. I miss my apartment. I miss I haven't been there in forever. I just want to like be in the house. I want to pick flowers. I want to hide in my bed. Take a bubble bath.
Yeah. See. Stay.
Yeah. Well, this has been lovely, Snoopy. I do have to run because I have to get back to my bachelorette party. But I want to say thank you for joining me today on this meeting of the minds.
You what?
I said thank you for joining me today on this meeting of the minds.
Are you okay?
I
think you need to go take a nap before brunch.
I think I do too. You can go to snooki.com right now to find out more information on our world tour.
Well, I'm actually going to add all the dates to my link in my bio. So when you hit it, all the dates will be there.
How exciting. But yeah, Mad Mafia. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God.
Crusaders, Mother's Day is here.
You're a dick.
Treat you.
Okay, meatballs.
We're getting it.
Come on, meatballs. Let's get started.
It's about coming off of the wheels.
I hate you.
We love you, Crusaders. Make sure to keep your chin up and panties down. Tell your mothers you love them. And have fun. Take care. God bless.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's happening.